Now, later on in the show, we'll be hearing how the WI are preparing to storm the charts this week. Yes, you heard right. It's here. Got their CD, which isn't exactly what springs to mind when you think of the WI, but it is proof the organisation is alive and kicking, and Coventry is no exception. The newly formed Earlsdon WI Group now has around 50 members. President Elise Brugelmans and fundraiser Maria Chalkia are with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So still a very new branch, Earlsdon. I'm surprised it didn't have a branch, actually.
That was what surprised me when I wanted to join.
Yeah, so, and they said, no, none round here.
No, not one. So she said, start one.
Yes.
So that's what we did.
Why did you want to join the WI in the first place?
Wanted to be part of something. There's, there's 205,000 members worldwide, about female companionship, camaraderie, being part of the community. Earlsdon's already got a thriving community, but it builds on that.
Yes.
So having fun, learning new skills,
making friends.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Maria, you're as people gather from your accent, you're not from these parts, as they say. you're from Greece. But why did you want to join the WI? They don't have WI in Greece.
No, they don't have WI in Greece. That's correct. I came in this country many years ago, and when I moved to Earlsdon, I thought this is the right environment for a WI, and I wanted to join. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for one, and there wasn't one. So as soon as I heard that we are putting together in that WI, I was very interested and wanted to be part of it. Why? Well, you just meet a lot of interesting people, and you learn new things. And I think the companionship that Elise mentioned, and the feeling of being part of a really good, you know, creative group.
Being part of a community.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did you go about starting up a new branch of a WI?
Just put posters up, posters around.
Simple
Earlsdon.
As that.
Yeah. Contacted local preschool, where my son goes, the NCT, just where you're going to find women who are interested, signing the local butchers all over the place.
The library.
Library.
And lo and behold, in a very short space of time, you have how many members?
We've got 50 members.
It's fantastic.
Very first meeting, there was over 60 turned up.
All age ranges?
Varying from early 20s to mid 80s, I'd say, which was quite humbling, really.
What kind of things can you expect at a WI meeting these days? I mean, I've been to WI meetings and I've purchased some of their very nice goods, I have to say. But there is still, I suppose, this notion that it is jam and Jerusalem and, you know, how to bake a good Victoria sandwich.
Well, so far we've done curling. I think it's New Age curling. That's what they call it.
New Age curling?
Yeah.
Okay.
indoor curling. We've had a speaker come and talk about a book, extremely interesting, Jean Baggett. What else have we got? Craft. We've got a walking group, a book group, a sewing group, and
a whole wide range. I mean, there's a real cross-section there. Mm-hmm. Given the fact that you have, you know, over 50 members and also a wide age range, is there a real sense of sharing ideas and experience? You know, for example, and I was jesting earlier, but saying, you know, you want to learn how to make a really good classic Victoria sandwich and you're only, you know, you've only just sort of left home and got a family, all of a sudden you don't know how to do it. There'll be somebody there who can show you how to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, people, I think we're going to start having recipe sharing.
Yeah. Things and I mean, it's what you said, because the older generation are really good at these things, and the younger ones like us, who used to work up until a few years ago, we don't know how to put together a cake or anything like this. So they will hopefully share their experiences. But apart from this, we also do things like, you know, clothes exchanges, you know, going to the cinema, going to the theatre. So it's not just, you know, how to bake a Victorian cake.
No, I'm being slightly facetious there. But what do you personally get out of joining a WI now then, Maria? What do you get out of it?
I get to learn a lot of things from we have very interesting visitors, the lecturers. Mm. So this is a very interesting thing. The other thing is I've met so many lovely women of various ages. Normally I wouldn't. Yes. Normally you meet people like yourself. I met people from older generations who are very interesting ladies, also younger people. And just this feeling of, let's go for coffee or let's...
You really are genuinely building up that social
we
network.
We made friends through this group.
And we shouldn't forget, of course, that, you know, the WI does very good works as well. I mean, fundraising and a lot of campaigning. So what do you